Knowing that many of you folks pray for the ministry I have in India, I want to just say a word about this past trip.
知道你们中间很多人为我在印度的服事有祷告，所以我想讲一讲我刚刚去过到印度的这一个旅程的情况。
I returned from India two weeks ago.
好，我是两个礼拜前我从印度回来。
And I come back with excitement about what we see happening.
我回来带着极大的兴奋，因为我看到正在发生的事情。
One of the wonderful things is I'm working myself out of a job.
其中一件非常非常好的事情是我把自己弄得我就没工作了。
It is wonderful as we see people being trained to carry the basic gospel messages back into villages and tribes. No white faces, it's all the people themselves doing it.
我能看到这些人被训练之后，这些传道人，他们带着福音到各个部落的这个村庄里去，中间就没有白人的脸了，都是他们自己的脸在中间传福音。
Now I will be going back.
我还是会回去。
Because there are other areas in India where we want to again get the ministry started.
还有在印度其他的地方，我们希望能够开始新的服事。
The ministry is rapidly advancing discipleship.
那个这个服事是就是快速的发展的门徒培训。
And this is being done particularly or especially in the small villages and the tribal areas.
就是特别是在那个小小的村庄还有那些部落里边来进行的。
We have to make many adjustments.
我们就要有各种各样的不同的调整。
Many of the people don't read.
很多人不读书不识字。
Therefore you can't hand them a Bible and say,This is what God says.
所以你不能把他给他们本圣经说哦，这是上帝的话语。
We have to teach them how to use the Bible stories.
我们必须来教他们如何来用圣经中间的故事。
Beginning with creation and coming down through the stories of the life of Jesus.
从创世纪开始，直到最后到耶稣基督的生活生平。
And in that way, even though the people can't read.They learn the stories and they go out and share them with others.
就这样的情况，虽然人不能读书，他不能识字，但是他可以学到这个故事，然后出去跟人来分享。
So there are some areas where we're seeing anywhere from 20 to 100 new churches started every month.
在有些地方，我们每个月可以看到20到100个这么多的教会在增长。
Now, a church is not a building.
教会不是一个建筑物。
There's no need to put up buildings.
那不需要有一个建筑物。
People come together in homes.
大家聚在一起在家里边相聚。
Or they get some bamboo and put a canvas top and they meet underneath of that.
他们或者是用一些竹子然后在上面再搭上那种帆布这种顶子然后就在底下来聚会。
And so I've come back.Refreshed and excited about what we see happening.
所以我回来，因着我所看到的、所发生的事情，我就感到振奋，我感到复兴了。
Continue to pray for us, please.
请继续为我们祷告。
Bow with me for just a moment of prayer.
来跟我一同来做一个简短的祷告。
Almighty God, we want to learn today your truth.For our lives.
全能的神，今天我们想学习你对我们生命所要给的真理。
And so we need your revelation of truth through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要你要借着圣灵所要给我们启示的真理。
Open the eyes of our heart.
来打开我们心灵的眼睛。
May we see you today.
让我们今天可以看到你。
Open the ears of our heart.
打开我们心灵的耳朵。
May we hear your Holy Spirit speaking to us.
让我们可以听到你的圣灵向我们说话。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我们奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
In the 31st chapter of Second Chronicles.
在历代志下三十一章。
Verses 21 and 22.
二十到二十一节。
No, verses 20 and 21.
二十到二十一节。
We read about King Hezekiah.
我们可以读到西西家他的情况。
This verse says, this is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah.
就说西西家在全犹大都这样子办理。
You see, the previous three chapters introduce you to what Hezekiah did when he became the king.
前面三章都是在讲西西家做了王之后他做了些什么事情。
So your assignment for this afternoon,
你今天下午的作业就是
is to read chapter 29, 30 and 31.
你就回去读29, 30, 31章。
You can do that at halftime of the Eagles game.
你可以在那个雄鹰那个橄榄球队他们中间有一个半场休息的时间可以来读。
And they may not be worth watching anyway.
他们可能也不值得你去看。
So, Hezekiah did many wonderful things.
西西家做了很多奇妙的事情。
Now I'm going to read verses 20 and 21 through and then we'll read them in the Mandarin.
我们先用把二十节二十一节用英文读，然后我们再用中文来读。
This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. In everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered.
好，我们一块来读中文，一二三，请。西西家在全犹大都这样办理，在耶和华他上帝面前行良善、正直、忠诚的事。凡他所行的，无论是开始办上帝殿的事，是遵律法、守诫命，是寻求他的上帝，他都尽心去做。无不亨通。
These last few words, and so he prospered.
最后这几个字，无不亨通。
Unfortunately, these words have been twisted today in much preaching that's been done.
不幸的是，这几个字在今天很多的讲道的时候，都给他有一些扭曲。
Some preachers say, "Come to Jesus." And live for him, and you'll get rich.
有些传道人就说，来到耶稣基督面前，为他而活，你就会变得富有。
Well, there's some truth to that.
这中间有一定的真理。
But rather than prosper, let's say that Hezekiah, because of his faithfulness, got to live a rich life.
不要说，我们不是说，西西家他是富有，而是说因着他对上帝的这个顺服，他的生命变得丰富。
I mean, how can we talk about a good life when we look at the headlines in the newspaper every day?
当我们看到这个新闻中间的每一个这个大的条文，我们怎么能够说我们有好的生活？
Do you tune into the television news?
你有没有打开电视来读听这个新闻的？
Scene after scene of shootings and killings and of war.
这种枪杀，这种战争，这种屠杀，真是一幕又一幕。
It's difficult to say to followers of Jesus, trust him and you'll have a good life.
很难对这些耶稣基督的门徒这样说，信靠耶稣基督，你就会有好的生活。
You know how difficult that is for me to preach in India.
你们知道对我来讲，在印度要讲道是多么的难。
I've been out in the village with the tribal people.
我是在乡村里边跟那些部落的人住在一起。
I walk over a ditch in which the water And all the refuse is flowing.
那我要经过一个那个坑，要跳过一个坑，那坑里面就有很多的水，还有很多的垃圾，很多的粪便。
That's where they wash their clothes.
他们就在那个地方要洗他们的衣服。
And that's sometimes the water they use for drinking.
有的时候他们就要可能要喝那边的水。
Now, how do I go to a village like that and say, trust Jesus and you'll have a good life?
那我怎么能够到一个村庄跟这些人说，信靠耶稣基督你就有好的生活？
Not easy.
不容易。
Unless you understand what it means to be rich in Jesus Christ.
除非你真正能够理解在耶稣基督里的富有这个含义是什么。
How do the scriptures refer to richness or riches in Christ?
圣经是如何讲这个富有，在基督里的富有呢？
Well, let's look at a couple of places in the Bible.
让我们来看，在圣经中间来看看几个地方。
We look first at Ephesians in the first chapter.
我们先看看以弗所书第一章。
If you have your Bible, you can turn to this, or of Romans first, Romans 11. Chapter 11, verse 33.
No, I think Ephesians. No, it's supposed to be Ephesians, right? Chapter 1, verse 7 to 8, right?
Where does Romans come? I'm sorry.
We jumped.
We start with...
jumped.
We start with Romans, yeah. Back up to Romans 11. Romans comes before Ephesians. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out.
一二三，请深哉上帝的丰富知识和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
You see, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him as your Savior, there's a richness in the wisdom and knowledge of God.
你看，当你来信靠耶稣基督作为你的救主，那中间就有上帝知识和智慧和知识的这样的丰富。
Apart from Jesus Christ, people don't know God.
离开没有耶稣基督，没有人认识上帝。
They may know that there is a God.
他大概可能知道有那么一位神。
They may even read the Bible and learn about God.
他或许能够读圣经，甚至学到一些有关上帝的知识。
But to know God in an intimate relationship requires a new birth into the kingdom through Jesus Christ.
但是要认识上帝，有一个亲密的关系，是需要你首先就要有一个重生来进入上帝的国。
So in Romans he says, you're rich because you have the wisdom and knowledge of God.
所以他说你这个你丰富是因为你有上帝的知识智慧和知识。
Now we'll go to Ephesians 1.
再看以弗所书第一章。
Those of you that read the English, read it out loud with me.
大家一块来读英语。Oh, I'm sorry.
In him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he has lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
好，我们会读中文的一块儿啊，一二三，请。我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。这是照他丰富的恩典，充充足足的赏给我们的。
And so here we learn about what it means to be rich as we receive the grace of God into our lives.
这个地方我们来学习，当我们来接受上帝的恩典的时候，我们生命得到了丰富，得到了富有。
And I like the phrase, He lavished that on us.
我喜欢这样的一句，他是充充足足的赏给我们的。
That is, he gave you freely and abundantly of his grace.
这是说他是真的是很自由的 无条件的完完全全的把他自己的恩典给了我们。
His grace means he gives us His forgiveness and love, even though we don't deserve it or earn it.
这个恩典就意味着他赐给我们他自己的爱，他自己的饶恕，即使我们不配。
If you have His grace at work in your life, do you know how rich you are?
当你有他的恩典在你的生命中间来工作的时候，你知不知道自己多么的富有，多么的丰富？
Now we're going to go to chapter 3 in Ephesians.
我们再看以弗所书第三章，第三章八节。
Read this out loud with me. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
来跟我们一块儿，我们一块儿来读中文。好，虽然我比众圣徒中最小的还小，他还赐给我这恩典，让我把基督那测不透的丰富。
Paul says, I received this grace.
保罗说我领受了这样的恩典。
So now I can preach to the Gentiles.
现在我可以向外邦人来传扬。
Wait a minute.
等一下。
Is the gospel of God for Gentiles?
上帝的福音是为外邦人吗？
I thought the people of Israel were God's called people.
我原来以为是以色列人才是上帝所呼召拣选的人。
Ah, but when Jesus comes, he is full of grace and truth for all people.
因为耶稣到了，所以他是对所有的人都带来了这样的恩典，这样的爱。
So when Paul says, I have this grace that I can preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以保罗说我有如此的恩典，我可以向外邦人来宣告基督那测不透的丰富。
This is radical.
这个是好像很激进的。
He is saying the wealth and the riches of God are now made available to everyone.
他实际上是说上帝的财富，上帝的丰富现在是给所有的人都可以得到了。
And the riches of Christ are unsearchable.
基督的丰富是测不透的。
We only begin to see the riches of Christ.
我们现在只是刚刚开始来看到耶稣的丰富。
Now,You've heard me use this illustration before here.
你以前听过我举过这样的例子。
But it's the best one I know.
这是我知道最好的一个。
Do any of you like to go down and sit on the sand at the water's edge of the ocean down to the beach? Do you like to?
你们多少人喜欢到海滩那边，就是靠着水那个地方的那个海上沙滩上，你躺在那边，有多少人喜欢？
Ah.I love to do that.
啊，我就特别喜欢这样子做。
Nowhere am I as relaxed and awed by God's creation, sitting on the beach, looking at the ocean.
没有哪个地方可以使得我那样子放松，看到上帝的这样的创造，能够这样子能够享受那边看到上帝的奇妙。
Occasionally, I even go out and dip my toe into the water.
就是偶尔呢，我还走出去，把我的脚趾头站在水边上。
It may be a little bit too cold.
可能有点太冷了。
Well, you say to me, "Have you seen the ocean?"
你跟我说你见过海洋吗？大海吗？
If you ask that question to me, I would say yes.I have seen the ocean.
如果你问我这样问题，我说有，我见过大海。
I've even put my toe in the ocean.
我甚至把我的脚趾头放在大海之中。
And a couple of weeks ago, I flew from London to Philadelphia, and I looked out the window, and there was the ocean.
但几个礼拜之后，我从伦敦飞到费城，我就从飞机上那个窗户往下看，哇，底下就是大海。
Have I seen the ocean?
我们有没有见过大海
？No.
没有。
I've seen the top of it.
我看到在海的上边。
I've seen some waves.
我看到一些浪。
But you know the ocean is more than that.
但是你们知道这个海洋是多于这一切。
There are depths of water that only the finest sonar can find how deep it is.
那这个海水是如此的深，只有那最最精致的那种超声波才能够知道它到底有多深。
Nobody has ever seen all of the ocean.
没有人看到这海洋的全部。
That's the way I feel about God's grace.
这就是我对上帝的恩典的这样的感受。
Have I experienced the grace of God?
我有没有经历上帝的恩典？
I've sat and seen the love of God at work, and I've seen His grace.
我已经看到上帝的恩典的工作，上帝恩典的做工，他的爱。
I've even had my toe in it.
我的脚趾头甚至都进去过。
But have I ever seen all of God's grace?
我有没有看到上帝全部的恩典呢？
It is unsearchable.
你是测不透的。
The depths of His grace is so great.
他的恩典是如此的深。
It goes beyond what our minds can comprehend or understand.
远远超过我们的脑子可以思考、可以理解的。
The unsearchable riches of Christ are yours because you belong to Him.
这基督那测不透的丰富就是属于你的，因为你属于他。
Let's go to the next.Let's see. Oh, Colossians 2, yes.
哥罗西书第二章二节。
Read this with me. Purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God,Namely Christ.
好，我们读中文，一二三，请。为要使他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致有从确实了解所产生的丰盛，好深知上帝的奥秘，就是基督。
Now we have to qualify or understand what we mean when we say complete understanding.
我们要给一个定义来知道这确实了解究竟是什么意思。
I have a little laptop computer.
我有一个电脑，手提电脑。
It is slow.
特别的慢。
Very slow.
非常的慢。
I download and get rid of some extra material, hoping it will go.Faster.
我就去掉了一些东西，希望它能够走得快一点。
But it doesn't.
但是还是不快。
I try to get rid of the viruses.
我还把一些病毒都给去掉。
But it doesn't go any faster.
还是快不了。
You see, I don't understand how these machines work.
你知道，我就是不懂这个电脑到底就是究竟在干什么。
I sit in front of a computer sometimes.Hours in the day.
我坐在电脑前花好几个小时。
Because of my hearing, I can't use a telephone.
因为我的耳朵不行，我没有办法去打电话。
So I get emails from all over the world constantly.
所以我就是在全世界各地就不停的会有电邮进来。
I'm real fast with two fingers.
我用我的两个指头特别快。
And occasionally a thumb on the separator.
偶尔用大拇指可能去干点什么事情。
But I don't completely understand how these things work.
但是我不能够完全理解电脑究竟是在怎么才能工作。
Some of you are probably brilliant in technology.
你们中间可能有人是对这种现代科技特别的聪明。
I'm not.
我不行。
Well then,What's wrong if I have the full riches of complete understanding?
如果我要是有确实了解，这个完完全全确实了解，会是什么样的情况？
I should be able to get the computer to work.
我就能够使得电脑可以转的可以能够工作。
Look at the verse though.
看这个经文。
In order that you may know the mystery of God.
这个目的是要好让你知道上帝的奥秘。
Namely, Christ.
就是基督。
You see, this is a mystery to the world.
这是一个对于这世界来讲，这是个奥秘。
We just celebrated Christmas.
我们刚刚庆祝了圣诞节。
Do you think many people understand what is the incarnation?
你知道是不是人们知道这个道成肉身是什么意思？
Do you really believe that people see that this is Almighty Creator God coming in flesh?
你觉得人们是不是这样认为这个全能的创造主来到以一种儿童孩子身份进到这个世界？
How can I wrap my mind around these great truths?
我的大脑怎么才能够真正理解这样伟大的真理？
He says, because you believe in me, I give you the Holy Spirit.
他说，因为你相信我，我就给你圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit who lives in you will lead you into all truth.
在你生命中的圣灵就会带领你进到一切的真理之中。
That truth is in His Word.
这个真理就在他的话语里。
And He begins to enlighten your mind to understand His love and His grace and His mercy.
就会开启你的大脑，让你能够理解他的爱、他的恩典、他的怜悯。
Have you ever tried to talk to someone who is not a follower of Christ?
你有没有跟什么人交谈？他不是基督的跟随者。
And you try to tell them how excited you are about the mercy and grace and love of God.
你非常兴奋地跟他谈上帝的爱、上帝的恩典、上帝的怜悯。
And their face just kind of becomes stoic. It's unemotional.
他们的脸就变得很僵硬，没有任何的表情。
They look at you.
他们看着你。
They don't understand what you're talking about.
他们不知道你在说什么。
The Holy Spirit doesn't dwell within them.
圣灵没有住在他们的心中。
They're not reading the Word of God.
他们没有读主的话语。
They're not coming to worship God.
他们没有来敬拜神。
God says, I want to give you complete understanding of the mystery that is Jesus Christ.
他说，上帝说，我要给你这个确实了解，完全的了解，关于上帝的这个奥秘，就是基督。
All right, I want to ask a question. Are you rich?
我想现在问一个问题，你们富有吗？
Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
你有没有信靠耶稣基督，以耶稣基督作为你的救主？
Have you received His forgiveness?
你有没有接受他的饶恕？
Okay, let's look at a summary here real quick.
我们来很快的来看一看这一个总结。
This is a summary of what we've just read.
这是我们刚才所做的这样总结，我们刚才所读的这样一个总结。
First, we're rich in wisdom and the knowledge of God.
首先，我们是在上帝的智慧和知识上，我们是富有的。
We're rich in God's grace.
我们是对上帝，然后我们上帝的恩典之中，我们是富有的。
We're rich in His glorious inheritance.
我们有他荣耀的基业，因此富有。
We know His incomparable great power at work in us.
我们知道他那无比的大能在我们生命中间做工。
We've been introduced to the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我们已经被引进基督那测不透的丰富。
And He has given you the power of the Holy Spirit.
他也给了你圣灵的能力。
Are you rich?
你富有吗？
Friends, I've been out in remote villages in India and have sensed a joy and life that I seldom see in churches in America.
朋友们，我就在印度那种偏远的小村庄，我在中间看到其中的喜乐，其中的生机，而这些东西我在美国的教会中间很少能看到。
We may be eating rice and their gravy three times a day.
我们可能在那边就吃大米，还有加上一些调的酱，三天一天三餐都是吃这些东西。
And they're making their little pieces of bread called chapatis.
他们就做他们小小的那种面包那种饼，叫做 chapati 那种饼。
They make them on a hot stone.
他们就用那种火炉这样子来回烤。
And so I get my bowl of rice, which I eat with my fingers.
我拿着我的一碗饭，我就用我的手指头来吃。
No knives and forks are available.
没有刀，没有叉子，也没有筷子。
And I get my chapati and I eat.
我就拿我的 chapati， 然后我就开始吃。
And I have an interpreter who is telling me about the joy that these people know because they've been set free in Jesus Christ.
我的翻译就告诉我，这些人他们生命的如此的喜乐，因为他们在耶稣基督里已经得到了自由。
Are you rich?
你富有吗？
Well, I want to come back to Hezekiah.
现在我想回到西西家。
You see, Hezekiah took over Judah from his father Ahaz.
西西家是从他自己的父亲亚哈斯能够再拿到王位。
And his father Ahaz was not a good man.
他的父亲亚哈斯不是一个好人。
As a matter of fact, he violated almost every law and the covenant of God during his brief reign of just 15 years.
事实上就在他所统治的短短的15年里，他几乎违背了上帝一切的法，一切的约。
He emptied everything out of the temple.
他把所有东西都从圣殿里拿出去。
He was constantly at war.
他是不停的在有战争。
He was making sacrifices to the pagan gods.
他为那些外邦的异教的那些神来献祭。
So when Hezekiah became king, he had a mess.
当西西家成为王的时候，他登基的时候，他面临的是一片混乱。
But Hezekiah determined he was going to do what God wanted him to do.
但西西家决定他一定要做上帝想让他做的事情。
The reason Hezekiah became prosperous.
西西家之所以可以一切亨通。
The reason Hezekiah was able to live the good life.
西西家之所以可以过一个好的生活。
Was in spite of everything that had happened,He was going to be obedient to God.
是因为尽管所有的事情，这一切事情如此发生，他是决定一定要顺服上帝。
And obedience to God is the basis of God being free to work in you with the riches of His grace.
顺服上帝也就是这样子给一个这样的一个基础，让上帝可以把他的丰富可以自由的给你。
So Hezekiah had to go back and he had to reestablish the temple order.
西西家就必须从头开始让圣殿的这一切的这种次序要重新建立。
He had to gather the priests and the Levites to come back to make sacrifices for the people.
他要把这些利未人还有这些祭司都要聚在一起，让他们可以向上帝来奉献。
He sent word out and said, "We're going to celebrate the Passover again in Jerusalem."
他就又发出消息说，我们在耶路撒冷要来开始庆祝逾越节。
And the 31st chapter of 2 Chronicles said they scorned him and made fun of him.
在31节那个地方说到他们那些人讥笑他们讥诮他们
But he was determined to be obedient.
但是他已经下定决心要顺服。
And God said, "You be obedient, and your life will be the good life the prosperous life of the riches of my grace.
上帝说你顺服你的生命就会有好的生活就会有丰富的生活就会有富有真正的在耶稣基督里边那样富有的生活。
Now it's not easy to be obedient when people make fun of you.
当大家嘲笑你的时候很难顺服。
It's not easy to be obedient when folks are pointing out all of your problems and things in your life that may not be perfect.
当你自己生命中有各样的问题，周围的人就不停地指出你问题，说你不完美，在这种情况下很难顺服。
Not easy to be obedient when the rest of the world is going in this direction and God says, I want you to follow me.And go in this direction.
当一个世界是整个世界是往一个方向走，然后上帝说我要让你来跟随我，这个时候是很难顺服的。
God says, I want you to be obedient that your life may prosper.
但神说我要你顺服，所以你的生命可以丰富。
There is so much in the scripture about being obedient.
圣经中间有很多关于顺服的这样的经文。
But three quick things.
来说三个非常三件事。
One is, obedience demonstrates our love to God.
首先顺服是表明我们对神的爱。
The 14th chapter of the Gospel of John.
第约翰福音第十四章。
Verse 15, 15节 read it with me. If you love me, you will obey.
我们一块读，你们若爱我，就会遵守我的命令。
Verse 21, 21
有了我的命令
Whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Verse 23, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching.
好，我们一块儿读23节。凡爱我的人就会遵守我的道。
Verse 10 of chapter 15, If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love.
我们一块儿，你们若遵守我的命令，就会常在我的爱中。
Do you see, God is saying to us, obedience is the demonstration of your love.
神说是说顺服就是我们爱对他的爱的这样的一个表现。
And in every one of these verses that we've read, it concludes by saying, if you're obedient and love me, we will come to you and minister to you.
所有这些经文到最后就说如果你爱我遵守我的命令我们就会来到你的面前就来在你生命中来服侍你。
The riches of the unsearchable Christ becomes yours as you are obedient because you love him.
基督的那测不透的丰富就会到你的生命之中因为你顺服因为你爱他。
You see, God demands this obedience that he may be able to be at work in your life in a positive and powerful way.
上帝要求我们顺服，所以他能够在我们生命之中可以有一个正面的，可以有一个真的很好的这样的方式生活在我们生命之中来做工。
But it's not only love that demonstrates obedience, it's our fear of God.
不仅仅我们的顺服不仅能够彰显我们对上帝的爱也同时表明我们对上帝的敬畏
You're probably familiar with Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter.
你可能对生命记第六章这个比较熟悉
It's where we read the famous and familiar Shema or the remembrance that we must love God with all of our heart, mind and body.
我们都记得这个中间有著名的就是 Shema 是以色列人的 Shema 也就是说是告诉劝告以色列人要用全心全意全力爱主你的神
Now that's in verse 6
这是在第六节
But I want you to look at verse 2
我想请大家看第二节
Read this with me
跟我一块读
So you, your children and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping his decrees and commands that I give you so you may enjoy long life.
好，好叫你和你的子孙在一生的日子都敬畏耶和华你的上帝，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。
This fear is not being afraid.
这个敬畏不是说是害怕而已。
This fear is standing in awe of the knowledge that this great God of the universe has come and has forgiven us and calls us to be obedient to his commands.
这个敬畏就是站在全能的上帝，这个宇宙掌管整个宇宙的这个上帝面前，知道他呼召我们，他让我们来顺服他，来经历他，来认识他的丰富。
So he says, I want you to teach your children that they can teach their children that they can teach their children to be obedient to my commands.
他就说我想让你来教你自己的子孙，他们可以教他们的子孙，可以教他们的子孙来顺服上帝一切的律例。
Because they stand in awe of God.
因为他在上帝面前来敬畏。
And our obedience...Not only our love, our awe of God, but our recognition of His authority.
我们顺服不仅是我们对他爱的彰显，还有我们对他敬畏的这样彰显，也是我们承认他的主权。
We don't like living under authority.
我们不喜欢在任何主权下这样子生活。
Have you ever shared with someone a truth from the Bible and they said, Who do you think you are judging everybody?
你有没有跟大家来分享圣经中间的一个真理？有人就说你，有人就这样讲你，你觉得自己是什么人？可以来这样子论断我们。
They don't want to hear the authoritative word of God.
他们不想听到上帝这样带有权柄的这样的话语。
But the scriptures tell us God is the king of the universe.
但是圣经告诉我们，上帝是整个宇宙的王。
In the 47th Psalm,
在第四十诗篇第四十七章
we are reminded that he is the great king over all the earth.
我们被提醒，耶和华是治理全地的大君王。
Do you stop to realize Hezekiah was the king of Judah.
如果你停下来，你知道西西家是犹大的王。
But he brought himself into submission to the authority of the king over all the earth.
但是他来顺服这一个治理全地的大君王，他的权柄之下。
And why shouldn't we?
为什么我们不要这样做？
Why not bring ourselves under his authority?
为什么不把我们带着他自己的权柄之下？
The God who spoke and the worlds were formed.
这位神他自己讲出话来，这个世界就形成了。
Jesus walks out and sees the storm on the sea and he speaks and the waves and the wind obey his voice.
当这个大海有大的风暴还有风浪的时候，耶稣基督开口，这风浪就来听他的话。
And the disciples looked at each other and said, What manner of man is this? The winds and the waves obey him.
门徒们就彼此说，这些人是什么人，连风浪都听他的话。
Reason why you and I should be obedient to him.
这就是为什么你我要顺服他。
He takes the girl's hand. She is dead. Jairus and his wife are grieving. And Jesus speaks, and she comes to life.
有个小女孩她已经死掉，耶鲁她的父亲跟她，耶鲁还有她妻子在那边伤心，耶稣拉着她的手，她就起来了。
The blind man by the side of the road comes to Jesus, and his sight is restored.
在路边的盲人来到耶稣基督面前，他的眼睛就打开了。
The lepers come to Jesus and he speaks, and the leprosy is gone.
这有麻风病的人来到耶稣基督面前，他开口，这麻风病就走掉了。
Are you ready to bring your life into submission to the authority of the one who created the universe?
你有没有做好准备，可以把你的生命带到这位创造了所有这个宇宙一切的这一位主的面前？
In the 28th chapter of Matthew, Jesus speaks to his disciples.
在马太福音第二十八章，耶稣跟他的门徒这样说。
And Jesus says, all authority.Is given to me in heaven and in earth.
耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
The riches of the grace of God are waiting for you to submit to the authority of God.
上帝恩典的一切丰富在等候着你，让你把你自己的一切来顺服在上帝的主权之下。
To be obedient to Him is the beginning of experiencing all the good things that God has for those who love Him.
来顺服他，是我们来经历上帝一切所应许的美好的开始。
But it requires obedience.
这需要我们顺服。
In 1936,
在1936年
there was a rebellion.In the country of Spain.
在西班牙有一个反叛，有个叛乱。
The rebels were led by a colonel, Mercados, who left the national service to start the rebellion.
这个反叛军是被一个上校叫 Mercados， 他是离开了这些国家党，他自己开始了反叛。
He took his troops.And he went to this huge building called the Alcazar.
他带着他的军队到了一个很大很大的这个建筑，那个叫做 Alcazar 那个地方。
And from there he was running his armies.
在那 Alcazar 他就开始让他的军队在那边来打仗。
The phone rings.
电话就响了。
He picks it up.
他就拿起来。
He listens.
他就在听。
On the other end is the commander of the national army.
在另外一边是在这个国家军队的那一个总指挥官。
The following conversation is on a plaque on a wall in that building. I've been there. I've seen it.
这下边的对话，我们将要讲的下面的对话是刻在一块板子上，放在那个建筑物里边。我自己去过，所以我看到过。
This was the phone conversation.
这就是电话的这个电话的记录。
Colonel Mercados, we have your son Louis. Surrender, or we will kill your son.
他说，Mercado 上校，我们这边有你的儿子 Louis， 你要投降，否则我们就会杀死他。
I'm going to hand your son the phone, and you can talk to him.
我就给你的儿子这个电话，你可以跟他讲话。
The colonel said, "Hello, son."
上校说 ，Hi, 儿子。
What's happening?
发生了什么事情
？Louis said, "Nothing."
Louis 就说没什么事。
But if you don't surrender, they will kill me.
但是如果你不投降，他们就会杀我。
His father said, "I will never surrender."
他的父亲说，我永远不投降。
Then they will kill me.
那他们就会杀死我。
His father said, "Commend your soul to God. Cry, 'Long live Spain,' and die like a hero."
他的父亲说，把你的灵魂交给上帝，高喊，西班牙万岁。然后像一个英雄一样死去。
Louis replied, "I can do that."
Louis 就说，我可以做到这个。
I love you, Dad.
父亲，我爱你。
I love you, son.
儿子，我爱你。
The general takes the phone and says, "Will you surrender?"
那边那一个指挥总指挥就问他，你会投降吗？
He said, "No."
不会。
And they shot his son.
他们就杀死了他的儿子。
Can you imagine, as a father, telling your son to die for your cause?
你能不能想象，作为一个父亲，来让你的儿子为你自己的使命来死？
That's hard for me to understand.
对我来说是非常难以理解。
But come with me for just a minute, would you?
再跟我一同来，好不好？几分钟。
We're going to go into a dark area of a garden.
我们要到一个园林里边的一个黑暗的地方。
Trees and shrubs all around.
那边有很多的树，很多的这种灌木。
Maybe there was a ray of moonlight. I don't know.
可能是有一点点的月光，不太知道。
But here's a son.
这边有一个儿子。
And he's talking to his father.
他在跟他自己父亲讲话。
And he says, "If it be your will." Let this cup pass from me.
他说，如果这是你的心愿，如果可能让这个杯离开我。
Nevertheless, not my will.
但是不是照我所愿的。
But yours be done.
而是照你的心意成就。
And from the immutable counsels of God from all history, God says, Son, you must die.
在那永不改变的上帝，在超越所有历史的上帝，他是如此说：儿子，你必须死。
And become the sacrifice for the sins of the world.
你要成为为这个世界的罪所要逃要偿这个世界罪的这样的一个祭。
I want to look at Philippians.
我们要看腓立比书。
Read this with me.And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death on a cross.
既有人的样子，就谦卑自己，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
What about your willingness today?To surrender to the radical claims of Jesus Christ upon your life.
你今天怎么样？你愿不愿意来顺服耶稣基督在你的生命之中这样子超乎一切的这样的命令，要你的生命？
Are you prepared for His authority over your financial life?
你有没有做好准备，把你自己的经济上的这样的需要，这样掌管权交托在他的手中？
Are you prepared for his authority over your relationships?
你有没有让他有主权，能够掌管你自己所有的关系？
Are you prepared for his authority over your daily business life or work and study at school?
你有没有把自己每天的这种工作还有学习还有生活交托在他的主权之下？
In your own garden of Gethsemane this morning, are you willing to say, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done?
在你自己生命的客西马尼园里，今天早上你有没有做好准备说，不是照我所愿的，而是照你所愿的？
He wants to make you rich.
他想使得你富有。
But it's only as you're in submission to his authority and are obedient to what he says.
只有当你来顺服他的权柄，顺服他所说的。
Obedience is not always easy.
顺服不是总是很容易的。
I can look back across my life.And see times of deliberate disobedience.
我可以回头看我自己的生命，中间有很多次我自己有意识不顺服。
I am struck with guilt.
我就心中有很多的罪疚感。
I'm embarrassed and ashamed.
我真的感到很羞愧。
But he comes and he says, I forgive you.
等他来，他说我饶恕你。
Submit yourselves anew to his authority.
把你的生命来献上，来顺服他的主权。
And you can experience the Christian life of prosperity.
这样你就可以经历基督徒生命的这样的富有，这样的丰盛。
Bow with me in prayer, please.
来跟我一同来低头祷告。
Almighty God, I pray for every person here this morning.
全能的神，我今天为在这里的所有的人来祷告。
There may be some who are here right now struggling with your authority in their life.
我们中间可能有些人在挣扎，要不要把他们的生命之中来顺服你的主权。
They've read the scripture.
他们读了圣经。
They've been in Bible study.
他们也去查经。
They attend worship.
他们也参加敬拜。
And yet they're struggling with your authority in their life.
但是他们在他们生命之中来挣扎，要不要顺服你的主权。
And for some it's very difficult.
但在对有些人来讲是很困难。
It has to do with their values and their choices.
那是因为他们自己的价值观还有他们的选择。
It has to do with relationships.
这要跟他们自己的关系上也有关。
Some of which are broken and need forgiveness.
有些人很破碎，需要你的饶恕。
For some, Lord, it's the commitment for the years of their life for your service.
有些人是一个把自己的生命献上，来以后的年岁来服侍你。
And I pray in the name of Jesus right now.
我奉耶稣的名来祷告。
That there may be a renewed sense of surrender to your authority at any cost.
能够让我们中间的人可以再次把自己的生命来献给你，献在你的主权之下，无论我们的代价如何。
Oh, that every person here might experience the riches of your grace.
让所有的人在这个地方都能够经历到你自己恩典的丰富。
I commit each person here to you, Lord.
我把每一个人在这个地方都献在你的面前。
Move them to a new level of surrender and obedience.
把他们再次使他们更加能够顺服你，能够献上自己的生命。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.